the characteristics of identifying verse 41 as a Sunday law in the United States. You can find that study in the series we call The Parable of Adventism. We do a study called The Prophetic Pattern. The Prophetic Pattern brings out a truth, brothers and sisters, in identifying the repeat of the history of the Millerites that is solemn, and that is that in the Millerite time period, the three angels' message, as they came into history, the first angel's message coming into history with William Miller, the second angel's message arriving in history when the organized churches closed their doors to the Millerite, third angel's message coming into history at the great disappointment when the door is opened into the most holy places. Those three messages came into history, and as they came into history, they presented three tests to the Millerites of that time period, and they were test of such a nature that if you did not pass the first test, you weren't involved in the second. If you didn't pass the second, you weren't involved with the third. And in the prophetic pattern study, we look at this truth and demonstrate that these three tests will take place again in Adventism at the end when this history is repeated. And if you're not familiar with this testing process, I'll read at least the passage from early writings where it's established. This is early writings, page 259. I was pointed back to the proclamation of the first advent of Christ. John was sent in the spirit of power of Elijah to prepare the way of Jesus. Those who rejected the testimony of John were not benefited by the teachings of Jesus. Their opposition to the message that foretold his coming placed them where they could not readily receive the strongest evidence that he was the Messiah. Satan led on those who rejected the message of John to go still further, to reject and crucify Christ. In doing this, they placed themselves where they could not receive the blessing on the day of Pentecost, which would have taught them the way into the heavenly sanctuary. The rending of the veil of the temple showed that the Jewish sacrifices and ordinances would no longer be received. The great sacrifice had been offered and had been accepted, and the Holy Spirit, which descended on the day of Pentecost, carried the minds of the disciples from the earthly sanctuary to the heavenly, where Jesus had entered by his own blood to shed upon his disciples the benefits of his atonement. But the Jews were left in total darkness. They lost all light which they might have had upon the plan of salvation, and still trusted in their useless sacrifices and offerings. The heavenly sanctuary had taken place of the earthly, yet they had no knowledge of the change. Therefore, they could not be benefited by the mediation of Christ in the holy place. Many look with horror at the course of the Jews in rejecting and crucifying Christ, and as they read the history of his shameful abuse, they think they love him and would not have denied him as did Peter, or crucified him as did the Jews. But God, who reads the hearts